there. I saw Chuck down there Saturday morning, and the wind played nicely, which is a dream come true here in Kansas, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so they were able to fly for 2 full hours there from 8 to 10 a.m., just as the sun was coming out to warm everything else up for the rest of the afternoon for us. So it was a great day and a great turnout.
What does it mean for you to have something like that, an EMPOVIA, which is, you know, something which is relatively new to the community, getting into its second year, expanding the activity list here, and what that means for possibly, you know, expanding the EMPOVIA later on?
Well, it's definitely motivating. You know, part of our mission at Visit Emporia is to not only put people in our hotel rooms, but also to increase attendance at our attractions. And we believe that Peter Pan Park is one of our better park attractions and a great site for community celebrations such as EMPOVIA. And so it's motivating to see the growth and see the turnout in just the second year of that. It's such a beautiful backdrop for an activity like that. And so it's been fun testing what that is like, and we're already dreaming of what can be added next year. But we're confident that it will keep growing and that we can invite people into that space. And, you know, just activate different parts of our community. You know, this summer we had the Great Race come through the fairgrounds, and they just, you know, reveled in that facility as a space to host that event. And so it's been good. Definitely been good.
It's Leland Daines, Director of Visit Emporia, with us here this morning. It is 6:52, 43 degrees on a Tuesday morning, the 10th of October. Well, it looks like things aren't going to slow down any here in the month of October,
well,
Leland.
No, you know, I was about to say people could be forgiven if they thought, well, with the changing of the seasons, things might slow down a bit, but nothing could be further from the truth. In fact, I was just reminding myself this weekend we've got a big football game, the Turnpike Tussle. Excited for that matchup with our Hornets and the Ichabods. And then looking beyond that, we've got some significant celebrations still on the horizon. Dia de Muertos will be on October 28th, massive downtown celebration. And then a couple weeks after that, shortly after that, begins our All Veterans Tribute Week, week-long full of activities honoring our veterans. And so still some big celebrations to be had, and the year's not over, is it?
No, it is not. Not by any stretch of the imagination. So, yeah, you've been keeping busy then, huh, Leland?
We always do, yeah. You know, maybe I think activities will slow down a little bit come the first of the year, January and February, but all that means is we'll be hard at work planning next year, and we're getting a little bit ahead of ourselves, but looking to next spring and next summer, I'll warn Emporia now, it's going to be busy times as we aim to host the Division II Track National Championships, Unbound Gravel. Dynamic Disc is bringing in two significant tournaments in the month of June, coupled with the Shrine Bowl
next
year. So Emporia, May and June will be a busy time for us, and I'm as excited as anyone to be welcoming all those visitors into town and continuing to show people why Emporia is such an amazing place to visit.
Leland, appreciate it.
Thanks, Leland.
Yeah, have a wonderful day.
All right, Leland Daines, Director of Visit Emporia, with us here, KVOE Live and Local. Hey, quickly, too, don't forget the Eastside Community Group here in town having their annual fish fry coming up this Saturday at the Emporia Rec Center. This is always really good. $10 donation, fish, ooh, spaghetti, coleslaw, corn on the cob, cornbread, dessert, drink. Again, at the Emporia Rec Center, 11 until 5 this coming Saturday. 6:54, 42 degrees. Good morning.
I am Karen Darty, president of Flint Hills Technical College, and we are planning an event to celebrate 60 years in our community. Join us Wednesday, October 8th.